This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, Justin, so what did we get for number five?
We've got sunfish, and I don't know if you know what a sunfish is, but they are awesome. They're the largest bony fish on Earth. And a huge one just washed up on the shore in southern Australia. And the picture has gone viral, so everybody's interested in what sunfish are. They can also weigh more than a car. They're also the only fish that moves both the fins on top of their body, on either side of their body, in synchronization. And they also only eat jellyfish. And they're freaking huge, man. They can weigh up to like 2,200 pounds. And they're just like huge freaking fish. And it's awesome. And I don't know if you saw, there was like this viral video a couple years ago of these guys from Boston, and they were like out on a fishing trip, and they came across a sunfish, and they thought it was a baby whale. And they're like, oh my God, we have to call the aquarium. I mean, it's a very profanity-laden video, so obviously we can't like play it or, you know, recommend that the listeners check it out. But it's freaking hilarious. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't, but I have seen sunfish, and I do know they have like a fin on their spine and a fin on their belly, and it's the weirdest flat-looking fish ever, but I didn't realize how large they are. That's crazy.
Sorry, I said that they can weigh up to 2,200 pounds. No, that's like the typical weight. They can weigh up to like 5,000 pounds.
What?
They're so freaking big, and they're just so wide and just majestic-looking, and they're out there chomping on jellies. I'm a big sunfish fan.
So, do we eat them? I'm just curious.
Oh, that's a good cue. In some research that I read, it does say that people can fish for them, so potentially. But I don't know. It doesn't look like, because they're like a very bony type of a fish. So I personally have never eaten a sunfish, and I probably won't because they're so cool.
Yeah, I just looked up sunfish recipes just to see if there are any. There are not.
Wow.
There are not any recipes, so I don't think we eat them like that.
Good. Leave the sunfish alone. Let them be.
Leave the majestic sunfish be. What we get for number four?
We've got the Oxford English Dictionary. They've added a bunch of new words, which are super fun and cool, and I can't wait to incorporate them into my vocabulary. We've got a lot. There's a lot of words that they added, but some of the fun ones are gaggy, which means mouth. So you can be like, shut your gaggy. A bigsy is having an exaggerated sense of one's own importance. Let's see, chuddies are underpants. Oh, fantouche is something that's like real flashy and cool. And then there's a bunch of other random words. Puggle, multi-poo, can of butter. Oh, cannabis edibles. That's some stuff. But yeah, they just added 650. And they do it on a quarterly basis. But there's some super fun ones. Gaggy of that.
Gaggy. Why? Who decided these are words? It doesn't sound like a word.
That's what we were wondering. I know. Is there like a committee where they're like, all right, all in favor of gaggy, raise your hand. And it's like, Phil, why don't you think gaggy? Come on. And they argue about it. I don't know. I hope it's a cool diplomatic process like this.
Well, how do they like think about the pronunciations? Gaggy? That's just strange. I mean, I like how it rolls off the tongue, but still.
Right. So there isn't like, it's not like they're like coming up with these words. Apparently they've been used in the past. And so I was reading an article about how there was like these words were used in a variety of different like magazine articles and newspaper articles from like the 20s. And now I guess that they're just now officially becoming a specific word, but I guess maybe they were like more slang back in the day. And they're just like a variety of different types of English. These words are coming from a variety of different English. So like gaggy is Scottish. So Scottish English, same with bigsy, things like that. So it's not like this is just like American English type word.
Okay. I was thinking maybe they got it from Urban Dictionary, which I was like, that's a really bad source to get words from.
That is a bum. I feel like that has happened in the past, though. Like, people have gotten so much traction on Urban Dictionary slang that they're like, all right, well, we have to make it a word.
What we get for number three?
Yeah, number three, we've got NASA asteroids. And there was a lot of asteroid-related news this past week. So NASA discovered this asteroid named Bennu, and it's spewing articles into space right now. And that makes it an active asteroid. and there's only about a dozen of such active asteroids of the 800,000 known asteroids in our solar system, and it's like bigger than the Empire State Building, and it's above, and it's just like shooting out plumes of dust and other things, like little tiny explosions. But I guess it's chill, and it's not a big deal. But then they also announced that there was another asteroid back in December that exploded over the Earth's surface, like above the Bering Sea in Alaska, and it had 10 times the amount of energy as the Hiroshima atomic bomb, like massive. But nobody even really knew about it, and it didn't affect anything, and it happened in like a pretty unpopulated part of the world, so that didn't matter at all. But it was the first of its kind within 30 years, and I guess they just kind of picked up the sound of it, but I guess it wasn't that big of a deal. And then one more piece of news in Los Angeles, I don't know if you saw these videos, but there was like all of these fireballs. Well, there was like a fireball coming down from the sky, and people thought it was an asteroid coming down to Earth, but no, it was like a film shoot, and it was these dudes from Red Bull that were like wingsuiting through the skyline with fireball stuff hanging off of their ankles.
Wow.
And so everybody was like freaking out, but then it was just a stunt.
You know, going back to the asteroid hitting in just the middle of the sea, that was really lucky. That could have been a populated area. That's so weird.
Right. I know. It's totally insane. And the thing is, they didn't even really know about it until it happened, which is a little bit scary. You know,
yeah,
should
right?
we have eyes on this type of stuff?
I thought we did.
But I still think, like, yeah. I mean, it exploded 16 miles above the Earth over the Bering Sea, and I think that because it was still really high up in the atmosphere, I don't think anything really happened. It just kind of exploded, and I think it was fine. I don't know, though. 10 times the amount of the atomic bomb is a pretty big deal.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Like, whoa, that's a pretty
right.
big deal. Shouldn't we be a little bit worried about this? Or is it just going to happen, and we're just going to have to accept it?
Yeah, I think probably the latter. I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of movies, like, what was the movie where they went up and like, put landed on the asteroid and tried to destroy it?
Oh, is that Armageddon?
I mean, we could do, yeah, Armageddon. Yeah. But so with the other asteroid, the Bennu, it could potentially be dangerous. Scientists say that it 1 in 2,700 chance of impact late in the 21st century. But it's not that big of a deal because it's not that big. But it could potentially be a big deal. But we're keeping eyes on this one.
That's pretty wild, though. I think that's kind of cool that, I don't know, we're not absolved from being hit with asteroids. You know, you don't think,
totally.
Like, a lot of things are out there in space, but apparently they are, and they're coming for us. No, just kidding.
Right. I know. There's space is vast. There's a lot of stuff out there. We're not immune, so watch out.
What do we get for number two?
We've got postpartum depression in new mothers, and that is trending because there was a new drug released by the FDA. The FDA just approved a first new drug to treat postpartum depression in new mothers. And it is called, I'm going to botch the name, but it's brexanolone. And it is a 60-hour intravenous infusion. But the thing is, it's going to cost upwards of like $20,000, $30,000. And it's what's unclear right now is like, does the drug just cost a lot of money because it's super complicated and you have to be in the hospital for a while and it's a whole procedure? Or is this like one of those pharma bro situations where that guy, Martin Shkreli, like bought that drug company and then totally hiked up the price for all of these different treatments just so that he could make a few bucks? So I don't know. I mean, obviously this is extremely expensive, but I mean, postpartum depression is a huge thing. 1 in 9 women suffer from it. My sister had terrible postpartum depression after she had her kid a couple years ago, and it was pretty sad. So if this is effective and this works, and it's not, hopefully they can get the price down a little bit. This is super exciting.
What I think is super exciting is that one of the main ingredients in this is used to be Special K. Do you remember Special K, like all those news stories about the drug?
Oh, potentially, yeah. That was like the Special K was kind of like the street slang name for it.
Yeah, I forgot. I never tried it. I'm not even sure what it was, but I remember Barbara Walters talking about it. So
right.
And
that's one of the ingredients in this.
Yeah, isn't that wild? That is crazy.
Oh, whoa. That's extremely wild.
Right?
Okay. Wow. Very interesting. Special K can't be that expensive. You know, just go on the street and pick up some of that.
Well, it's the main ingredient. I'm sure they do stuff to it, kind of like Tylenol 3 and cocaine are
right.
just two different things, but apparently they're cousins of some sort. So
right. Yeah. Just like, yeah, like Sudafed and meth, you know,
yeah.
they're close cousins as well.
Twice removed.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful to see how something so bad can actually potentially have some good in it. I think that's pretty awesome.
Right. Yeah, that is pretty interesting. I got to do a little bit more research on that. All right, good tidbit right there from you.
What we get for number one?
Number one, first day of spring, which is exciting. It's starting to get warm in New York City. I am stoked. There's also this bison that did this happy dance on the first day of spring, and he's like bopping and weaving and ducking and diving, and it's pretty funny. And so the actual astronomical start of spring was 5:58 p.m. East Coast time this past Wednesday, and the spring equinox, it signals when the northern hemisphere starts to tilt towards the sun a little bit more, and we get longer days and more sunlight. Obviously, there's also a full moon on the spring equinox, which is the first time since 1981 that the full moon and the spring equinox was on the same day, and it was a super moon, so a lot of exciting stuff with moons and springs this past week.
Man, it's been nothing but raining here in Chicago and kind of dreary looking. But it's warm enough that I busted out the hoodie and shorts. So, you know, you give and take here in Chicago.
Flat out. Yeah, that's exciting. It's kind of raining here, too. But, man, it's starting to get, you know, when you leave work and it's not dark, it just does wonders for the mood. It just gets everybody stoked up.
Doesn't it? It's like spring is here and soon there will be summer. And you don't think of fall and winter, just the summer part. And then it kind of ends, right?
Right. Right. I know. It's so exciting. Especially us being in cities that there actually are seasons. Like, you really, it makes you, God, you just feel like you earned it. You feel like you accomplished something. And it's an exciting time.
So what did we get for the most watched YouTube video of this week?
Well, we've got a collaboration between two people. It's the band Why Don't We? And then Macklemore. And it's called I Don't Belong in This Club. And first off, is this like the first new music Macklemore has put out in years and years and years? I feel like the guy really fell off.
I agree. It does feel like that. But apparently, Why Don't We needed the bump. So Macklemore was like, sure, why not? This is an easy hundo.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, so Why Don't We is kind of like an up-and-coming, like, teeny bopper boy band kind of heartthrob situation. Obviously, we know Macklemore. I gotta say, the video kind of bummed me out. I just feel like it appeals to just, it doesn't, it just, like, makes a relatable, they just made a relatable song that's kind of catchy, and it, like, you know, it's cool, and it kind of is a sign of the current musical styles of, like, I don't know, it's just not that good. And it's like, Macklemore was so great, he was so iconic and so awesome, and now he's just kind of selling out with these dudes, Why Won't We? But I listened to it, I thought it was catchy, Macklemore's great, and I like the guy, Why Don't We is cool too, but I don't know, didn't throw me.
It didn't, but I did remind me of Seinfeld a little bit. Like, the whole song was anti-going out and being kind of not wanting to be social. And I was like, you know, Seinfeld would have been like, what's up with these clubs? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, well, once you go out, you're out. You know, where you want to go, you guys want to go out. I know. I'm sure Jerry's certainly done bits about that. And I guess it's relatable because, like, yeah, you know, going in the club, waiting in line, being crowded, bunch of people around. Yeah.
But you don't whine about it. You go there, you go to the club, you have a good time. Right. And usually people who are kind of like, oh, I don't want to be here. Well, then you don't have to be. You can go home anytime you want.
That is very true. We should send an email to these Why Don't We folks and be like, well, if you think you don't belong in the club, don't go to the club, bros.
Yeah.
And also, I think they're a little too young to be getting in the club, I will say. I'd like to see some IDs.
Yeah, those fake mustaches, they weren't doing it for me.
They look like fake eyelashes that they just put on their upper lip. Pretty bad.
Yeah, they bought a bunch of them at the discount area, right? And was just like pasting them on, like, I hope this works.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was a funny video. That alone was like, okay. But the song, I didn't like the lyrics. It was kind of like, well, no. I don't know, don't
it's
go to the
catchy,
club.
It's just catchy, and it's like kind of stuck in my head now because I watched it this morning.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It makes me even more mad.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Well, the day is just beginning, and hopefully another song will get in there.
Very true.
Well, thanks for joining me, Justin. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAYNE. PAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.